Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The Board of Supervisors has scheduled a series of meetings to discuss areas of contention with the general plan update. The next review will be held on the 16th, with another meeting on the 23rd. Two more in August and two in September. Supervisor Cliff Clendenin explains what the supervisors are focusing on.
What we've got from the primary piece that we need to get through in the next few months, and just to recap, the document, the process has been going on a decade, but it's been took a three-year run in front of the Planning Commission, and now is in front of our Board of Supervisors. So planning staff at a minimum says that, well, obviously we need to review the whole document, but in particular we need to review the tie votes and the split votes. And that number is something like 30 policies out of about 1,000.
Clendenin also pointed out what concerns from various groups and agencies are being considered.
So what we've tasked staff with at our last Monday session was go back and see if from the realtors, the home builders, you know, Healthy Humboldt, Farm Bureau, whoever, is there some commonality? You know, are there some, you know, significant pieces that show up on all the lists?
The board meets today for its regular meeting. On June 19th, four young men walked into a pawn shop in Eureka, attempting to pawn some expensive fishing gear. Pawn shop employees were suspicious after the young men displayed a lack of knowledge of the gear, where they had gotten it. They also remembered a description of similar gear that had been stolen during a residential burglary just a few months ago. The four young men left the pawn shop after more questions and left the fishing gear behind as well, which is now with the Eureka Police Department. If you think the items may be yours, contact Eureka Police for more details. California Highway Patrol will conduct another maximum enforcement period over the 4th of July holiday, targeting impaired and dangerous drivers on state roads. Last year, 34 people died in DUI-related crashes or in crashes where they weren't wearing a seatbelt on the 4th of July, and more than 1,500 drivers were arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence. Every available CHP officer will be on duty from this afternoon through midnight tomorrow. More KINS News. It's after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza, Arcata. Of course.
Officials in the Six Rivers National Forest have a trash problem on their hands, specifically the issue of the illegal dumping of trash and waste on forest lands. The Del Norte County and Trinity County Resource Advisory Committees have taken efforts to assist in the cleanup of illegal dumping, allocating more than $20,000 to assist the Forest Service in cleanup efforts. On June 20th, work crews removed more than 5,000 tons of garbage at the Denny Road dump site, as well as two smaller sites in the Lower Trinity Ranger District. Illegal dumping and the ecological damage it causes includes the pollution of waterways and soil along rivers and streams. It's a constant problem, and volunteer groups have added their muscle to the cleanup campaign, which will continue over the next few months as dump sites are located and targeted for cleanup efforts. Arcata police have also recovered stolen items that need to be returned to their rightful owners. Following a lengthy investigation, Arcata police arrested Zach Friedland, Paul Borellis, and his wife Barbara Palmer after finding the three in possession of thousands of dollars worth of stolen goods. Police believe the items were taken during a series of car burglaries and vehicle thefts. Among the items are musical instruments, small electronics, cameras, computers, and outdoor equipment. If you have any questions about the items, please contact the Arcata Police Department. With the KIN, Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.